welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am very grateful to be with you on this September 12th day, 2026. And that's what this podcast is being recorded for. A little ahead of schedule here, but that's just the way it is. I always like to get to your questions as quickly as I possibly can after you submit them to you. To me, submit them to me via email, and I'm grateful if any of you have any questions at all that you think I could possibly help you with, I would be honored to do so. All you have to do is email me at greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire.org. Wow. The gentleman I'm going to answer this question from is somebody who listens to me supposedly regularly and probably takes issue with a lot of what I'm saying and doing here. I understand why anyone would do that. I really do. And you don't, you know, this is the beauty of everything. You don't have to listen to me. My students certainly don't. And... Greg, I know, but, you know, I'm going to do it anyway. This is the way people are. They're very impulsive, and this is why the world is the way the world is, because it is run off the genetics of impulse. So this very kind person has written me. His name is Thomas. He said, "How do any of us live any of this stuff," as he put it, "that you teach in a world that just would not appreciate it nor understand it, especially our close friends and family?" You know, it's a good question, and I understand how it could look to a person who is not coordinated within themselves to live in an alternative measure of love. You know, this whole thing is about love. Everything I teach, this whole lifetime is about love. But we don't see it that way, basically because we don't see it that way. We live in self-preservation. And that's what we're all about as human beings. It's to survive. And survival of the fittest is still the predominant, measure of living here on Earth. And that's just the way it's going to be forever. This is the world we live in. Now, whether or not there are going to be worlds where we have something of the other shore there, I don't know. That I don't know. But this I know. How do any of us live these things that I teach? Most people can't and don't. The reason they can't is because they don't. And that's just really as simple as it is. We have our impulses that we live by. We live too much by the body, not enough by the soul. We don't even know about our soul. It's just a word to us. And people have written books and all sorts of things about it. But the truth of the matter is, books and things cannot be written about the soul. It is not something that can be intellectualized. It is an experience that is beyond the concept of, in my case, the Gregory Edward, and in your case, Thomas. So what are you going to do? What can you do? You can only understand beyond the genetics and the lineage of your body, and you're not going to do that. You just aren't going to do that. So the world is going to stay the same, as you stated in your email about being concerned about the world and wondering if being spiritual, as you put it, would change the world. People don't get spiritual. It's not a philosophy. It's not something you go and adopt. That's religion and philosophy. Those are things that we adopt. What I'm talking about here is what we evolve in. What can I evolve in? What can bring about insight? What can bring about love? What can bring about beauty? These things are not easy to attain because we are so ritualized in our obsessiveness. We are, and due to our obsessiveness, we live obstinate. You probably are a very obstinate person, Thomas, from all the emails you've sent me and blah, blah, blah. I can tell that you have your own opinions and you're very obstinate about that. And I get it. I understand. But that isn't going to do you any good. That isn't going to bring you about to anything. What I don't understand is this question. Why do all of you, the majority of you that listen to me, listen to me? Is it just, you know, something different for you, some fantasy? Why do you continue to be what you are and live as you do? Why does that continue? Why is that the whole idea of your normality? What would you say is your normality? How would you define it? How would you define living as a Thomas? How would you do that? I am sure it would have a lot to do with your opinions, your body and how it feels and what it emulates towards you and through impulse and self-preservation. And you never question it. I am sure you never question it. If you were to question it, you wouldn't be writing me here. You would understand. If you question it, if you look at your life and you realize, where am I living this thing from? Is it my heart, my soul? No. No, 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 no. No. It's to stay alive, to live, to get what you want, to be successful, to think that if you get people to admire you, that you're a special person. And people are constantly in the game of trying to get admiration from other people. It's just the way they are. They understand that it is more important to find adoration and all the luxuries of having ourselves be aggrandized by others and think that, oh, gee, their opinion has now become my life, and I'm a good man or a good woman, and I do wonderful things and blah, 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 and that's the way I'm going to live my life. Well, to do so, who could talk you out of it? I'm not going to. For years and years and years as a teacher, I have tried over and over and over again to try to help you understand the deeper causes for life, the more, shall we say, beautiful things that live within you. But to no avail. I had a teacher recently call me, and he has retired, and he said, I just can't take it anymore. No matter what I do, they stay the same, and they're still in the idea that this is a philosophy. And I understood, and I said, yes, I get it. I understand. There are some really good teachers out there in this world that quit because, like Jesus, you know, I mean, they killed him. Buddha had to run his entire life away from his family. His entire life was spent running away from his family because they were going to kill him because they wanted him to be the king, not the spiritually awakened Buddha, the Bodhisattva. People are just strange. And most of us are pretty stupid. We are. We're pretty stupid. And we don't want to admit it. We don't want to see it, but it is true. We are pretty stupid. So when you, my dear Thomas, are willing to give up your stupid for the sake of something greater than your stupid, you will find yourself in a position where you can live your life more consciously. I like what Jung said, Carl Jung, the greatest sin is to be and to remain unconscious. Something for you to think about. Thank you for your question, Thomas. Keep them coming. If I can help you, always know I'm here to do so. Be back in the air tomorrow. Please forgive me. Namaste.